Okay, welcome back everyone to another great episode of the First Inning. And I am the BX Bomber. We're back live again with another great one. We got to talk about the World Series 2023 and some Yankee news and stuff like that. So we're going to get into some baseball. This is the Halloween weekend, as everybody knows. This Tuesday, we will be at the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. So tune in for that live stream, and there will also be a vlog of that parade as well. So tune in to that. That's going to be awesome at BX Bomber 2011 YouTube channel. That's where you can find all this great content at. The First Inning, we were actually a radio show on college radio for 2 years. Me and Roger did that, and they sold the company, and we moved on. So we're back. So we're 2 years removed from triple digit losses and mere weeks removed from mid-season madness and having overcome unsightly seeding and last year's pennant winners, the Rangers and Diamondbacks now meet in the World Series showdown. And this is exciting, as it was unlikely. Now, game one is tonight of this recording at 8 o'clock, October 27th at 8 o'clock. And nobody could have forecast that American League champion Texas Rangers and the National League champion Diamondbacks would be facing each other on Friday night in game one tonight of the Fall Classic at Globe Life Field. Now, just in 2021, when the Rangers lost 102 games and the Diamondbacks dropped 110 games, but at the start of the postseason, with 5th-seeded Texas and 6th-seeded Arizona begun what looked like to be in a beautiful road to October to reach the World Series. Now, a quote from the manager, Chory Luvio, we love proving naysayers wrong. And which, when they overcame a 2-0 deficit in the best of seven in the National League Championship Series against the Phillies, that was amazing. Let me make sure my YouTube channel is
moving. Naysayers wrong.
All right. Just want to read the comments below. Comment below if you're watching. It'll mean a lot if you do and be a part of the conversation. And even if this video is not live, you can still comment below, and we will comment and continue the conversation through texting. So, there was plenty of naysayers when the Diamondbacks went 16-34 in a 50-game stretch from June 13th to August 11th, or when the Rangers went 4-16 from August 16th to September 8th, to the fall into third place in the American League West, only to rise back to the top, only to drop the division to the defending World Series champions, Astros, in game 162. So that was the drama they were going through. Now, the 60-year-old Bochy, a 3-time World Series winner with the San Francisco Giants, came out of retirement and paused his inevitable Hall of Fame introduction for just this short of opportunity. He was steadily hand when the Rangers' even bigger offseason acquisition, Jacob DeGrom, got injured early in the year. Now, through the DeGrom investment, has not yet, not, you know, has come to fruition yet, the Rangers have been rewarded for supporting an emerging core with big ticket items like free agent signing Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, and Nathan Eovaldi, which I have his autograph, and midseason trade acquisitions like Matt Scherzer, Jordan Montgomery, and Aroldis Chapman. which I don't know why the Yankees got rid of Jordan Montgomery. That was a horrible thing. Aroldis Chapman, he was terrible. And thank God we got rid of him. Now, Texas took down the 99-win Rays and the 101-win Orioles, then dispatched the mighty Astros with 4 road wins in the American League Championship Series. Now, for the Diamondbacks, they rode an outlandish rookie season from Corbin Carroll and a dynamic 1-2 rotation punch of Zach Gillian and Murray Kelly to a rise in relevance this season. And they saved their best ball for October, where their high-energy style that played up in the new rules environment was amplified in sweeps of the division champion Brewers and Dodgers, followed by a stunning comeback against the Phillies that was capped with wins in one of the most difficult road environments in MLB history at Citizens Bank Park. You know, they got the Philly captain out there, and he's like, "Are you ready?" or whatever. "Here we are," whatever. So now we have a surprise series in which the only thing really worth predicting is that a wild card winner will walk away with the commissioner's trophy for the 8th time since 1997 to attempt a project with more than ultimately a device of 2 teams that defy projections and very much live for the moment. So, game one, it will be played in Globe Life Field, and it will be on Fox 5 at 8 p.m. Well, I don't know what channel you might have it on. 25 Perez, what's good, man? We're back. We got some Yankee news to talk about. Now, your probable pitchers for tonight is Zach Gillian. He will be going from starting the All-Star game to starting game one of the World Series, a feat last done by Red Sox Chris Sale in 2018 after winning his start in the wild card and division series. Gillian stumbled a bit in the National League Championship Series, but the Diamondbacks lost both of his starts, which Gillian allowed a combined 9 runs on 14 hits and 4 walks over 11 innings. Still, he is their ace, a pitcher who won 17 games during the regular season while posting a 3.47 ERA across 210 innings. That's a lot. That's some Gerrit Cole numbers right there, which he was not needed in relief in the National League Championship Series of Game 7. Gillian will be pitching on 5 days rest. Now, on the other team, probable pitcher for the Texas Rangers, Nathan Eovaldi. I got his autograph, and I hope he wins this one. That way he can make the ball more money. You know what I mean? There was a thought that Jordan Montgomery would go in Game 1, but the Rangers tabbed Eovaldi instead. The right-hander pitched 6 1/3 innings to win Game 6 of the American League Championship Series and won Game 2 of the same series with 6 strong innings. Now, both in Houston, he had carried a 4-0 record with a 2.43 ERA over 26 innings in 2023 pro season. This guy is off the hook. Now, your starting lineups for the Diamondbacks. Now, Luvio hasn't been shy about tweaking his lineup, as you can tell. When he feels the offense needs a spark, they only swap from Game 7 to American League Championship Series was to swap Carroll and Marte at the top of the order, and the two have both seen time in the leadoff spot in this October. So you got Corbin Carroll, Ketel Marte, Gabriel Moreno, Christian Walker, Tommy Pham, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Alex Thomas, Yvonne Longoria, and Geraldo Pomildo. Whatever that guy's name is. Now, your Rangers. 71 Cowboy, what's up, man? Word. Bochy has settled into a routine lineup against the right-handed pitchers, which rookie sensation Ivan Carter and the three-hole Mitch Garver in the five-hole and Josh Young and Elodie Travis in the eight and nine spots, and Garvier was deemed available despite being hit in the ribs with a pitch in Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. I think we all remember that one when he took one to the ribs. So Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Yvonne Cartier, Aroldis Garcia, Mitch Garvier, Johan Hym, Nathan Lowe, Josh Jung, and Lodi Chavez. Those are your lineups for tonight. Hopefully the Texas Rangers could win this game, man. Want to get into some Yankee news for you guys now. Let me see how much time I got here. All right. I guess we could go into the bullpen. Right? We'll go into the bullpen and then we'll do Yankee stuff. Now the Diamondbacks. Now if Arizona can take an early lead, the bullpen blueprint is fairly predictable. The manager, he'll use Joe Mantiply and Andrew Schalfrank to neutralize big lefty bats, when he will fill in the gaps with right-handed Ryan Thompson, Kevin Ginkle, and Paul Shewald, if they can win at home. You're absolutely right, 71. Thompson, who signed in August after being released by the Rays, has shown an ability to pitch an inning plus when needed. Now, let's see. The Rangers, Bochy has severely handled the bullpen his postseason after continuous struggles throughout the regular season. The high-leverage trio of Josh Schwartz, Aroldis Chapman, Jose Leclerc has held things down, but when other relievers were needed, he resulted in two losses to the Astros in the American League Championship Series. The Rangers have continued to use starters like John Gray, Andrew Heaney, Dane Dunning, Cody Bradford, and Martin Perez out of the bullpen, long relief when needed. So, that's your outlook there. Now we're going to get into some Yankee news. Now, how do you guys feel about Juan Soto? How do you feel about Juan Soto? Now, understand real quick. Juan Soto is still under contract by the Padres, right? Now, the Padres would be stupid to get rid of Juan Soto. I mean, we got to be honest, right? You got to be out of your mind, right? To think that Juan Soto is going to be traded just like that. Let me fix my screen a little bit. It's a little too bright on my face. Maybe I need it to be brighter. Uh, Too bright, a little too bright. So what? That's the way it's gonna be. But anyway, you gotta understand, Juan Soto is under contract for another year. You have to be out of your mind to get rid of Juan Soto. That's like getting rid of Aaron Judge from the Yankees. And why would they want to get rid of Juan Soto, right? Now, if the Yankees do get rid of Juan Soto, who the hell are you going to give him? Now, obviously, they want pitching. Now, a lot of people want to get rid of Clark Schmidt and Michael King for Juan Soto. I think that's the most dumbest idea ever. You're getting rid of our best pitchers that held us down for the whole season. Money. Then again, he will only be a rental player if you get Juan Soto for 1 year, right? Because after next year, he's going to be a free agent. And there's no way the Yankees are going to pay this guy something millions of dollars when they're already paying LeMahieu, you know, Stanton, Judge, Cole. Then they got to figure out, are they going to bring back Frankie Montas? Well, this season. Next season, are they going to bring back Gabriel Torres? Because he'll be a free agent. You're absolutely right, Cowboys. We need all the damn pitching we can get. That's a fact. And now, here's another thing. Everybody wants this Japanese pitcher, Yokomoto, right? Now, put this into perspective, right? Yeah, he's a great pitcher, blah, 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 right? But understand that when he's playing in New York, okay, in Japan, he's playing in domes. He's playing in domes. In Japan, he's playing in a dome. So in a dome, you don't feel the elements of rain, of coldness, cold wind, snow even, right? Or stupid weather that happens, right? He doesn't feel that. How do you think he's going to pitch in New York when it's freezing out here? Same thing like Tanaka, same thing like my other guy, Chingming Wong, he was Korean. But, I mean, you know, it's a totally different atmosphere. It's a totally different beast playing in Yankee Stadium, man. I mean, of course you're playing against the visiting team, yes. But also you're playing against the elements. So, you know, in my opinion, I would get American players are better than Japanese players any day of the week. There's one pitcher that the Yankees should get. Hold on 1 second. There's one pitcher the Yankees should get, and that's Yuki Matsui. Okay, listen to me. Nobody is talking about this guy because they listen to each other and they go off what the next guy is saying. That's how they do their shows, right? But I'm telling you, Yuki Matsui, the Yankees are looking into Yuki Matsui. And this might happen November 1st, because that's when he's a free agent. And Yuki Matsui, you saying, well, who is this guy? What the hell are you talking about? Because nobody has talked about this guy. Exactly, because I'm telling you about baseball. Now, this kid played 10 years in the Japan baseball. Now, he has 200 and something saves. Saves, yes, saves. This guy is like a mini Mariano. And all he's ever played is closer. So this kid is a professional closer. And I think this will be a way better option to get, because then we'll have an official closer on the team. Right? So remember that name, Yuki Matsui. Nobody talks about it, and you heard it here first. It's a fact. Well, you're right about that, 71. The pressure of the media and being under a microscope every day is crazy, you know? But, yeah, New York is a different beast. But remember that name, Yuki Matsui. Yuki Matsui. So the Yankees have checked in with the Padres regarding the trade candidacy of Juan Soto. But understand this. What people don't tell you is the Yankees have to be in every single trade, right? Every team has to be a part of it, because you don't know if he wants to play for the Yankees or not. Even if they're not pursuing the player, you have to be in the trade talks. That's the way it works. So every year, I don't know if you guys watch baseball and this and that, but I'm here to tell you, I am telling you that they talk in every single trade talk, every rumor, whatever, they're in it. Okay? And nobody's going to know who the Yankees get until the Yankees get him. That's a fact. And let me tell you that no matter who you think they're going to get, they're going to get somebody that we never thought of. So, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. To be honest, we can get some low-level players and hold down the bullpen. We need some bullpen guys. I don't know if they'll re-sign Frankie Montas, but, you know, I think it would be a good idea. But in June, Steinbrenner said he would ask tough questions if the season was unsuccessful, including an investigation into baseball operations department. What has been reported as an audit will involve the team sharing notes with an outside firm, examining how their process can be honored or improved. Expect scrutiny to be placed upon the decision making that led to the trades for Josh Donaldson, Joey Gallo, Frankie Montas, and others. So, what happened was, Hal Steinbrenner wanted to make changes to the clubhouse. Right? He wanted to make changes to the clubhouse, right? You know what changes he made to the clubhouse? He actually made changes to the clubhouse. He's renovating it. He's adding a better dining area. He's adding a room so they can sleep in. with sleeping pods and all kind of stuff going on. They're renovating the locker room. Those are the changes that he's making. Nobody talks about this. Why? Because these other sports YouTubers, I don't know what the hell you call them, they just follow what everybody else is saying. So I'm telling you what the real deal is going on here. You heard it here first. Facts. So, they're going to be renovating the damn locker room. Now, Steinbrenner is aware of the criticism of his analytics department, including from voices inside the clubhouse. Earlier that month in September, Aaron Judge said that he believes that the club analytics are top-notch, but that the team might be looking at the wrong numbers, adding, we need to value some other ones that people might see as having no value. The club scouting side could also feel some heat, both domestic and internationally. Then you wonder why, but wait a minute. But if the Yankees have great analytics, why is Sean Casey not coming back with the Yankees then? He got family problems. Really? That's a damn lie. Let me tell you. That's a lie. Sean Casey doesn't want to deal with the BS of Yankee management. That's why he's not coming back. Period. You know, to work for the Yankees is once in a lifetime. You know? And to add another year or two, you know, that's a blessing to work as a Yankee manager, period. To work in baseball, period, is a blessing. Hey, thank you, Cowboy. I definitely do use my own mind and skills. But, you know, I mean, Judge and Steinbrenner, they negotiated a 9-year contract, $360 million. Last December, and Judge certainly didn't lose that phone number after being named captain. Now, if anything, Judge will probably fix even more to determine that the team's direction. Judge said he intended to meet with Steinbrenner and Cashman this winter, and Gerrit Cole also will make his thoughts known, coming off an 82-80 season in which his likely Cy Young Award winning performance was wasted. And Gerrit Cole should have won 20 games. He should have won 20 games. He should have won 20 games. Clay Holmes blew 5 of his games in a row. Clay Holmes blew 5 games in a row in the 9th inning of Gerrit Cole's games. 5 of Gerrit Cole's games in a row he blew in the 9th inning. It's crazy, man. So I think one topic likely to rise, Judge noticed some young players bypassing extra pregame reps, offering his pointed statement that just because you get in the big leagues, you don't get to New York, you've still got to improve. It was no coincidence that Judge insisted on continuing to play, even after the club's slim playoff hopes have been extinguished. I didn't notice that, to be honest. When I'm at the game, I see every player out there doing their warm-up routine. I don't see nobody missing out there. Or maybe they don't do enough of it. I don't know, but it's a fact. They're all out there and they do these exercises that they do. Now, another question is, like the Juan Soto thing. Now, is there a big move? Is there a big trade coming to the Yankees for a big bat? You know, the Yankees need a big bat. And there should be. The Yankees desperately lacked offense this season. They ranked 25th in the majors with 673 runs scored, while their 701 OPS ranked 24th. And the absence of left-handed power threats make little sense considering they play 81 games in Yankee Stadium. So a pursuit of Shohei Ohtani seems really unrealistic. With what Giancarlo Stanton enriched as the DH and several nine-figure deals already on the books, but Cody Bellinger appears to be an ideal fit as a lefty bat who could solve their year-long search for an everyday left fielder. The concept of Juan Soto trade is tantalizing, other than signing Ohtani. But that might be the biggest blockbuster they could make to restore fan confidence. But understand, Padres are looking for pitching. The Yankees need their pitching. So if we get Juan Soto, we're going to have to give up our great pitchers that we have left. And we're going to have no starting rotation at all. And believe me, Aaron Judge with the toe being hurt, with Aaron Judge hurting his toe, that blew the season as well. Because if he never would have got hurt, the Yankees would have been in the playoffs. That's a fact. So now, a significant amount of money is coming off the Yankee payroll. And Steinbrenner has frequently said that he is proud of reinvesting that into the roster. Listen to this. Quote him on that. Quote him. He said he is proud of reinvesting that into the roster. Quote him on that. Between expiring deals with buyouts for Donaldson, Luis Severino's out of here, Montas is out of here, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he's out of here, Wendy Peralta, he should be signed back. Plus expected non-tender of Domingo Germán. I don't think he's coming back. His playing time is over. More than $50 million of the 2023 payroll should be available for 2024. A potential trade involving Gabriel Torres would free more cash to Montas and Peralta. By the way, could return a new contract for 24. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, understand too, though, it wasn't a washout of a season, though. Right? You got to get it. You have to understand, Aaron Judge was the main reason why the Yankees didn't make the playoffs. You know, the Yankees would have sailed right in there. Who knows? The Yankees probably would have been in the World Series right now. You know, the Yankees have a team, but nobody believes in the team. That's the problem. You got guys that can play. You just have to add some better guys in there to make the team better. That's it. I mean, Yankees now, they don't even have they need a fifth starter. All right, Cowboys, see you later. Thank you for watching, man. But You got Garrett Cole, Nestor Cortez, Clark Smith, Michael King, and we need a fifth starter. And that would be Frankie Montas, if you want, I mean, Anthony Rendon. Sorry. So you got Garrett Cole, Nestor Cortez, Anthony Rendon, Clark Smith, Michael King. That's your starting five rotation. And the Yankees could do well with them if the Yankees just hit the damn ball. Clark Smith played 8 games where the Yankees didn't even score a single run. Let me say that again. Clark Smith pitched 8 games where the Yankees did not score a run for him. 8 games. So imagine if they would have won those 8 games. That's 90 wins right there. Can we finish 82 and 90? I mean 82 and 80. That's 90 wins. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, that's what we have for today. I want to thank you guys for watching. Remember, like I said, it's Halloween weekend. This Tuesday, we won't be back. We will be at the Halloween parade live stream about 7 p.m. Look for some advertisements for that around that time, about 7. And we're going to do the Halloween parade like I do every single year. This year, we will be, I'm a Frank Footer, and my girlfriend is going to be the Buns, and we're the sausage party. It's going to be fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for watching, and thank you for the people on Spotify for listening. And I appreciate the support. And please continue to support me. And we'll be back next year at Yankee Stadium and all that stuff. So I want to thank everyone for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And this is the BX Bomber signing out and signing off. Saying, see ya!